Pittsburgh Steeler fans, it is time once again for another edition of Pittsburgh Steelers Fact or Fiction. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, the podcast producer here at BTSC. That's behindthesteelcurtain.com. And you know, there's always so much to talk about when it comes to your Pittsburgh Steelers, but the inquiries surrounding the black and gold are definitely ever evolving, especially this week with the Steelers ousted from the playoffs after enduring that terrible 48-37 pounding at the hands of the Cleveland Browns at Heinz Field last Sunday evening. With four coaches departing the team on Thursday, there will be plenty of changes in Pittsburgh. To quote the John Lennon number one song from 40 years ago this week, yes, 40 years ago, just like starting over was number one. And for the Steelers, it's kind of just like starting over. So there's surely a lot to wonder about. BTSC tries once again to answer some of the poignant wonderings ahead of time. So take a gander at some bold statements on this and more as we label them as fact or fiction. Here we go. Fact or fiction number one. The Steelers' offensive line is not about to get the overhaul everybody expects. Fiction. The line is going to get a new coach after the incumbent, Sean Surrett, did not have his contract renewed after two seasons at the helm. There are going to be changes, but will they be as major as a lot of us think? Well, think about this. The right side, consisting of Chukwuma Okorafor and David DeCastro, are under contract and will be back barring something unexpected. Chukes might shift around on that line, but he will be there in 2021. Left tackle Alejandro Villanueva has an expired deal, and his retirement has been largely expected for a while now. Should the 32-year-old veteran who has been holding down the position since 2015 retire, the spot could go to Okorafor or Zach Banner should he return from injury and sign a new deal with the team. Remember, Banner bet on himself last year, but that fell through after he was hurt in week number one against the New York Giants. A lot of people are thinking that Banner will come back. Banner put on social media the other day that it was the best exit interview he has ever had with a team. That has a lot of people thinking that he is planning on coming back and the Steelers would like to have him back. Kevin Dotson's outstanding rookie campaign should also land him at left tackle, but free agent Matt Filer held down that spot last year. The thought is that Filer may not be re-signed, but would be moved back to right tackle should he return. Marquise Pouncey has been rumored to be retiring as well, but he still has a year left on his deal. The nine-time Pro Bowler is expected to be 50-50 regarding his decision, and his leaving would leave a huge hole. The Steelers are going to have to bring in more linemen and should be drafting one high. In fact, I think very high. The Steelers might even go after a lineman in the first spot at the 24th position in the 2021 NFL draft. But the bottom line to everything is that this unit will look very different come next season. Fact or fiction number two. The Steelers need to bring in a social media or just a plain media consultant for their players. Fact. Okay, you might think I'm crazy, but bear with me on this. I realize that Juju Smith-Schuster is a free agent and that his inquiry on Twitch on which uniform he should wear on Friday night doing a Twitch Fortnite type video may foreshadow his 2021 departure. But that is further proof that number 19's mature play on the field does not always translate to anything that he does through cyberspace or with the media. Cleveland continues to use his words as a rallying cry. Billboards with "the Browns is the Browns" words that Juju doesn't regret saying was extra fuel for the team that the Steelers really did not need. Chase Claypool going on TikTok as well. He was on TikTok Live and said, "bad loss, but the Browns are going to get clapped next week, so it's all good." That's not good, Chase. These comments, on top of everything else, shows that some players, no matter how talented, just don't understand the damage it does to their team and their own images. They need consulted, or what they really need is a Yoda, but this team needs to clean some things up going forward, and they can start right here. Factor fiction number three. There's only one way that Randy Feitner's successor will be named quickly. Fact. I expect the Steelers will take their time to name their next offensive coordinator, is what I said when I wrote this. And right before I recorded this, it seemed that they have already made a decision. So bear with me. This is what I was thinking. They don't want to rush into a decision in the same manner in which they did when hiring Feitner in 2018. They will, though, if they decide that their quarterback's coach, Matt Canada, is the guy that they covet for the position. Because remember, Canada was interviewing in Miami for the Dolphins post on Thursday. If that's the guy they want, I'd reckon that they would want to pull the trigger quick or risk losing him elsewhere. They could do that if they decide on another prospect that is high on another team's list as well. But most likely, they will take their time to find the perfect fit. Well, right now, it seems like they found the perfect fit because right before this was recorded, it was widely reported that Matt Canada will be named the next offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers. That might not hold up because it's not official, but that is the scuttlebutt, and it seems like it is very likely to happen. Factor fiction number four. The Steelers need to give Ben Roethlisberger a say in the hiring process. Absolutely not. That is fiction. Not at all. Ben has gotten a say before, but appeasing the veteran quarterback should not be a top priority at this stage. Why? His playing days are coming to a conclusion very soon. The quarterback still needs to be treated with respect, but Ben can't have it his way this time around. Feitner was hired with a job never being posted. That's what Ben wanted. And Randy was merely a puppet for Ben. When number seven was injured, Randy's play calling was inept and the team suffered. Translation, Big Ben was the team's OC a good bit of the time early on in 2018. The Steelers can ill afford allowing the decision to be made by a player that may not be here next year. Now it seems like the decision is made once again with the reports that Matt Canada is the new offensive coordinator. Was Ben involved in that process? We really don't know. His offensive style might not fit with Canada's offensive game plan, but we will see. Factor fiction number five. Omar Khan is definitely going to be the next general manager for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fiction. Now, bear with me on this one. He very well could be next season, but if the capologist of the Steelers gets an offer, he may not really want to wait around for Kevin Colbert to retire. It appears that the longtime GM of the Steelers is staying in Pittsburgh after teams that he has or had ties with have filled their vacancies for the job, with Brad Holmes and Scott Fitterer signing on to run the Detroit Lions and the Carolina Panthers, respectively. Remember, Colbert worked for the Lions for many a year as an advanced scout and the head of scouting, and he also is very good friends with the owner of the Carolina Panthers in the form of David Tepper. Khan, in turn, is well-respected for what he does. He's one of the best in the league. He will get a job and probably get one soon, but eventually his patience is going to run out. In fact, it could have already, with reports surfacing that Khan had interviewed with Carolina and was also about to sign a deal to be the next Houston Texans general manager before owner Cal McNair swooped in and instead hired Nick Caserio, giving him the deal. Khan will be an NFL GM very, very soon, but won't be in Pittsburgh if Kevin Colbert decides to stay longer at the helm. That's an embarrassment of riches there. That's a good thing, but you might not be able to keep both of them. If you want Khan, Kevin Colbert is going to have to leave. If Kevin Colbert wants to stick around, then Khan most likely is going to take off. Well, that's Pittsburgh Steelers Factor Fiction. Be sure to check it out every single week here at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Are we on point? Are we way off? That's for you to decide. Once again, for Factor Fiction, my name is Brian Anthony Davis, and that's a Fact Jack.